It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's time for our quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And in breaking news, DraftKings Sportsbook is now offering mobile casino in Pennsylvania. The DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless amount of casino games to play. What you need to do is go to DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app, download it now, and find the casino games in the top navigation bar to start playing. You need to download DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino, use promo code KSN, and in the first 24 hours of casino, you could play risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN. Play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And for this week's Tucker's Tape, we have Coach Phil Troutline talking to Ross Tucker in a two-part series. We'll play the second part next week. Let's get right to part one of Ross's conversation with Coach Troutline.
So this is pretty cool because I don't remember this happening very often, but we actually had one of you guys, a listener, reach out and say, hey, Ross, you got to get Phil Troutline, the new offensive line coach, on the show. And voila, we have it. Without further ado, Phil Troutline. Coach, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Hey, happy to be here. This is awesome.
So I want to start with something that I've read that I thought was really interesting. I think you've said it a couple times, but is it true that you were a Penn State fan growing up and Penn State was kind of your dream school?
I was, you know, from South Jersey and, you know, growing up. You know, it was all about Penn State. And, you know, that was one of the schools I, you know, watched and, you know, everyone talked about in South Jersey. And it was a big part of, you know, my childhood being a Penn State fan. And it was my dream school for sure. I wanted to play here.
All right. So every Penn State fan right now, in addition to pulling their hair out, is wondering how a guy that was two-time All-SEC, two-time national champ, played in the NFL, did not go to Penn State then. What happened?
So, you know, I never got the offer. You know, I actually came to camp here. There was a Nike camp going into my junior year. Believe it or not, I actually wanted to offer so bad. I actually had a stress fracture in my foot that it got diagnosed 3 days before the camp. And my doctor wanted me to put me in a cast. And I was like, no, I'm going to this camp. Like, this is my chance to get an offer. So I went to the camp. I probably didn't perform as well as I could, probably because I had a broken foot, but I at least gave everything I got. I didn't get the offer. And then I know, you know, they ended up filling up before they ever offered me. So, you know, I'm just kind of, you know, so that's kind of what happened. So it was kind of everything happens for a reason. But yes, I never got the offer I wanted from Penn State.
All right. So let's start there. As a player and as a person, what kind of impact did that have on you? You know, not getting the offer from your dream school, did it fuel you? Or do you look at it like, hey, it worked out. I went to Florida. We won a couple national championships.
You know, it fueled me, you know, at all. You know, my whole life I went to Florida. I had doubters that I'd ever play there. You know, that's kind of just the way that, you know, it was probably the reason why I kind of blew up my senior year, ended up getting Florida, Tennessee, you know, places like that. You know, I ended up getting Notre Dame late, but, you know, I kind of could just see it through myself and kind of living it is just the offensive line. That's why it's so, you know, what's going to happen to kids when they go, you know, shoot their senior year. And then when they go to college, like, as you know, the offensive line is such a developmental position and being able to live it and see myself just how I developed so fast and then developed in college. You know, that's what people have no idea sometimes is how really hard is a guy going to go, you know, every day and does he have the mindset to be great? So, you know, it kind of fueled me and it got me to basically where I am today.
Well, that was sort of going to be my other question from it, which is that how has it changed you or affected you as a coach, whether it's in terms of recruiting and guys that you like, or even as a coach, your experience with, you know, how your career went and not getting an offer like the one you wanted from Penn State?
Yeah, I mean, it really just shows me, you know, there's a lot more to a recruit than their film. You know, there's a lot to, you know, how they, you know, attack every day. You know, what's their mindset? You know, are they willing to work? Are they willing to develop? You know, because your talent is only going to take you so far. And that's what I kind of, you know, talk to the O-line here about at Penn State. And then, you know, I kind of live my life. Like, I know that when I was playing that I was not going to run the fastest 40. I only ran a 5.3 40. You know, I did 225, 21 times, but I knew that if I did everything off the field, you know, talk about playbook, understanding the offense and then technique wise, that I'd be able to, you know, play and then hopefully be able to, you know, I made it 5 years in the NFL. So being able to do that, and that's what I kind of see in some of these kids. Like, I don't always just why it takes me a while to offer a kid, because I want to know everything about them. Do they play a couple sports? Do they, you know, what is their, you know, I want to see them kind of work out. Are they, you know, are they running drill to drill? Are they doing all those things? Because that's a mindset that, you know, you want your offensive line to have.
So then you go to Florida, and obviously I mentioned that you had a bunch of success there, all SEC, you win a couple national championships. What did you take from there that you take with you into coaching now at Penn State, just about how you have that kind of success? I mean, everybody listening right now wants Penn State to get to make the college football playoff. They won a national championship. What was able to separate those Florida teams, and what philosophies do you take from that time?
Yeah, I mean, I know that we had a lot of talent, and we had guys that, you know, really wanted to, you know, play well on Saturday, and they had that mindset, and we had good leadership, you know, guys that, you know, kind of kept everyone together, pushed each other, you know, held extra meetings to make sure that, you know, we're ready for Saturday. And when you have, you know, the talent with that mindset, that's what, you know, that's what helps you win championships, because you have to have the leadership, you have to have you know, the guys that are bought in, that want to win, that also, you know, aren't always, you know, caring about, you know, the NFL and stuff like that. They also have to care about the team and you know, leading it.
What about your NFL career? You know, you sort of bounced around active roster, practice squads, this team, that team. What were sort of some of the biggest lessons that you've taken with you to your coaching career, just in life, from the NFL experience?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I got coached by some really good offensive line coaches, Coach Warhop, who's, you know, now at the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know, I was able to play with Joe Thomas for 2 years, able to watch him, how he, you know, attacks and how he game plans, how he, you know, basically how he prepares against his opponent. That's something that I definitely take with me, and how he did that and how he watched film and, you know, the way that he, you know, practiced. I watched Drew Brees. I was able to watch him, how he just has, he's just different. Like, I've never seen a quarterback, you know, every single play goes through all his progressions and makes sure that he's, you know, perfect. And if the fifth wide receiver that really doesn't think they're going to get the ball, runs the wrong route, he'll yell at him, because he knows he's making sure that he's going through all his progressions. And it's just, that was cool to see, and see Coach Payton, you know, see how he prepares and he gets his team ready. You know, that was huge. And I had some, you know, really good offensive line coaches, and then, you know, great head coaches that kind of, you know, taught me, and offensive coordinators, and running different plays and different schemes, you know, West Coast, you know, different protections. So, you know, I probably haven't been coaching for as long as a lot of coaches out there, but I feel like I had that experience, you know, in the NFL with different coaches. You know, I was learning the game of football while I was, so, you know, those days that I was playing was also days that I was, you know, basically enhancing my coaching career.
Did you know while you were playing that you wanted to coach?
So, no, I knew I wanted to coach. I did not know I wanted to coach in college. I thought, I wanted to coach in high school. You know, the high school coaches in my life are the reason why I'm talking. My dad left me when I was young. So, you know, coaching and giving back and staying around the game of football was something that I definitely wanted to do. I just didn't know if I wanted to do college or high school yet. And, you know, I ended up becoming a GA and ended up taking that route. And there were times in my being a GA that I thought about going back to high school, you know, going to high school. And, but, you know, I'm excited just to be able to coach and influence kids and be able to be, you know, a part of these kids' lives.
Yeah, I always thought it'd be cool to coach, Phil, but I was sick of getting fired. I was sick of getting cut so much that I was like, nah, I'm not doing that. You mentioned a bunch of names there. I guess before I kind of get into your coaching philosophy and the type of player you want, you kind of already hinted at both of those. Who would you say are your biggest influences in the type of coach that you are throughout your career?
Yeah, I mean, I would probably say that, you know, the main one is Coach Adazio. He was my offensive line coach at Florida. And then, of course, I GA'd under him at Boston College. And then, you know, he hired me to be his offensive line coach at Boston College. So, you know, of course, he's the biggest role model influence in my life. He's another reason why I knew that, you know, when I was in the NFL, that I wanted to go back and coach just because of, you know, how he affected my life and how he, you know, made me into the man I am today. And, you know, that's a big part of, you know, how I coach is him, you know, making sure that not only am I building the guy into a great football player, but I'm getting him ready for being a great husband and father. And right now I'm a father of three. You know, I have three kids and it's, you know, awesome to, you know, do that. And I wouldn't be able to do that if I didn't see the way that he was around his kids and how, you know, family was big. So I would definitely say Coach Adazio. You know, someone that I definitely talk to a lot. There's two people that one is Coach Warhop. He was with me at the Browns. I still learn from him and still talk to him. He actually, you know, just texted me earlier today, and he's someone that I, you know, definitely look up to. And, you know, he does a different technique in punching that I do and all that stuff. And then someone that I was able to talk to a lot when I was at Boston College is Coach Scarnecchia. I didn't play for him, but I was able to, since I was at Boston College, I was able to go over there and see him, the Patriots, a lot. And he's awesome. I mean, I went and saw him during our spring break this year, even though he's retired. He sat down with me and talked with me for, you know, 5 hours about everything. And he's definitely one of those guys that is probably newer, you know, in my life that's helping me.
That's it for part one of Ross's conversation with Phil Troutwine. Remember, next week we will have part two. Great job, Ross. Stick around right now because our next segment, it's your turn to take over, and it's time for Ask Ross.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops. All new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.